And let's go to our next caller. We've got Amy calling from Seattle. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Dr. Sherman. My question is about what is the etiology of these capillaries in my toes and fingers that suddenly feel like they've been stung like a bee, and then there's bruising?
Oh.
You ever heard of that?
I'm not sure what is going on there. It's just spontaneous, or there's no injury?
It's no injury. I mean, one day it was like in the morning when I hadn't really done much, and I felt a stinging on the bottom surface of my toes, and then the bruise appears, and the same thing happened a couple hours later with a finger.
Now, are you taking any anticoagulant medicine?
No, uh-uh. And I get most of my fish oil from eating fish. I don't supplement, and I don't take vitamin E. I don't take anything that I think really is a thinner.
Okay. Now, you may want to get your blood checked for your platelets, or even if you're, you know, borderline anemic, sometimes that can cause bruising also.
Can cold cause it? Is there something, you know, like if you have certain
Raynaud's
problems? Yeah. Can that cause it? Are they more fragile because of that?
That, you know, that's possible. It would be a little more extreme, I would say.
Yeah,
so
I would think it would, yeah.
Yeah, if Raynaud's it's kind of an overreaction. The body, especially with the fingers and toes, they pull the blood back into the center of the body, you know, very dramatically. So the circulation through the tiny extremities in your body become very, very cold. And I guess if it contracts enough, you can, you know, kind of cause those really tiny capillaries to burst.
But, you know, it doesn't seem to be related to that, because we have had pretty cold days in December and January, and I didn't have them then, and I've just started getting them now. So I would think that
interesting
would happen.
Yeah. And you don't know of any bleeding that you've had that might have caused anemia?
You know, it's probably just an anomaly. I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I thought, well, maybe somebody knows what it is.
Well, one thought I had was I've had good luck preventing bruising with using bioflavonoids, you know, from the vitamin C complex.
Oh, okay.
So you can do things like rutin or hesperidin. And I know Dr. Wright talks about using hawthorn extract
that
is very high in bioflavonoids. So, that tends to strengthen the capillary wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you're less prone to that, whatever is causing it. So
yeah, and hawthorn's a good thing. It wouldn't be a harmful thing to take. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, good. I'll try that. I'm not too concerned. I just thought I'd call and see what you thought.
Yeah. I'd probably order some tests for you, but you know, and it could be, I don't know, you could have a genetic issue there that could be pursued, but hopefully it's nothing serious.
Nah,
it's just
nothing to worry about. Next time I go in for a checkup, I'll tell them to check it.
Yeah,
thanks
there you
a
go.
Lot.
All right, Amy, thanks for the call.
Bye.